This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There is all you need in Jesus, won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi to you, Cousins Choir, and hi to you, Second Cousins, Carl, Melissa, oh, you kids who are standing by in Kids Talk Corner, and Lisa Sue with the Go Along with the Story song. We'll be hearing from all of you on today's program, and of course, hi to all of you listening just now as well. Our Kids Talk feature today will attempt to answer an interesting question. What do you do when someone tells lies about you? That ought to be interesting. And speaking of interesting, that's exactly what our story is today. Our story is called Starstruck and is especially good for the older boys and girls listening. Well, if we're going to get all that in, we'd better get right to it. Now, the Cousins only have one opening song today, so you'd better make it a little longer than usual, Cousins. Tell me, do you have a reason to sing?
Heaven's gates will open wide. I've got a reason to sing. Gonna have a wonderful time inside. I've got a reason to sing. In His presence I'll abide. I've got a reason to sing. Sing in the morning, sing at noon. All the day long, sing a happy.
Of course, one reason we want to sing is because in that way, we can use our voices to praise the Lord. It's one of the things that we have that we can do for Jesus. And that's what Melissa's scripture and song are all about.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 1 John 4, verse 7.
What do I have that Jesus wants? What can I do to please Him? I'll give Him love each day in my work and play. Show the world I'm glad that I'm a Christian. What do you have that Jesus wants? What can
please him? How will I let him know? Can I make it show? He has made in me a brand new person. What do we have that Jesus wants? What can we do for Jesus? If we can learn to give love each day we live, then our lives will show he lives within us. Then our lives will show he lives within us.
One thing for sure that Jesus wants is for us to be careful how we use our tongues, our hands, our feet, and even our ears and our eyes. Hey, tell us more about it in your song, Carl. Although these songs might be especially for the little ones listening, there are messages in these songs for all of us.
I washed my hands this morning so very clean and white, and lent them both to Jesus to work for him till night. Little hands, be careful in the work you do. Anything for Jesus, only let me do. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little hands, what you do. I told my ears to listen quite closely all day through. For any act of kindness a little child could do.
Well, I do believe those two songs provide a good introduction to what our Kids Talk section is all about today. So let's take a moment for a feature we call Kids Talk. And here we are with another good Kids Talk. We've gathered four young people around the microphone. You've met them before, Matt, Mike, Karina, and Jennifer. They're all in the fifth grade, and we're going to talk about an interesting topic today, I'm sure. Dear Uncle Charlie, I have a topic I would like you to discuss on Kids Talk. What do you say and do when someone tells lies about you to your friends? I really like your program. I listen 6 days a week. Now, of course, that's probably to our Storytime program or our Keys for Kids, a program which is on many stations in addition to this half-hour program, which you're listening to right now. All right, how do you handle it when somebody goes to your friends and tells a lie about you? Karina?
Like, you should try to convince your friends that it's not true what they said about you.
Okay. Have any of you had something like this happen to you? Jennifer?
Yeah, I have.
All right. What happened, and how did you handle it?
Well, this girl came over to my house, and she told me that this other girl was telling lies. Said this thing about me, and I said, that's not true. And then I went back in because we had to eat supper, and my mom said, what did she want? And I told her, and I said, I didn't do it, you know, and stuff like that. And then my mom called the girl and told her to come over here, and then we got it all straightened out.
So, in other words, the girl that was telling lies came over, and you talked it all out?
Yeah.
Did you find out why she was doing this?
No, she just did it because, I don't know.
Did she know she was telling a lie, or did she think she was saying the truth?
She knew she was telling a lie.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Mike, is that your hand going up, or are you just scratching your back? Okay, what did you want to share?
I was just going to say, I think you should go tell your parents, because if I was doing it to my little brothers, I sure wouldn't want them to go tell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In other words, you should involve an adult, perhaps, rather than just trying to defend yourself. How much should you defend yourself? Jennifer?
Well, you shouldn't do it, you know, like, so much that people, you know, like, get all the people on your side, like.
Right. You know, sometimes the more you say about it, the more you try to say, no, it isn't true, the more they might think it is true, right?
Right.
Many years ago, a man by the name of Shakespeare said something like this. You know that, you recognize that name, Shakespeare?
Yeah.
He's studying some of this stuff. He said, "Methinks thou dost protest too much." You know what that means in Old English? What do you think that means, Karina?
I think it means like you're saying too much about yourself. You know, people are gonna think it's true.
Right. In other words, if you just keep yelling, no, it's not true, they're gonna think it is. What's best? To talk a lot about, you know, run to your friends, or just calmly live in such a way that others see that those lies are not true? Jennifer?
Do it calmly.
Right. Okay, any other thoughts on this subject of what do you do when your friends tell you that, oh, so-and-so told me this and told me that, and it's not true? You should go to them, right? You should talk about it, talk it out, but then live in such a way that they will see that the lies that are being told about you are just not true. Jennifer, Karina, Mike, and Matthew, thank you for your thoughts on this topic here on Kids Talk. Well, we're back from our visit in the corner that we call Kids Talk, and I appreciate those of you that have shared some ideas for our Kids Talk corner. In fact, we've got a whole bunch waiting to be done, so I really can't invite you to send any more. But if you have a problem that you'd like some help with, I answer many, many letters personally every week, and I try to help those boys and girls that write with a problem or a prayer request. So you write, and I'll try to answer, even though we may not be able to get to your topic in the corner that we call Kids Talk. All right? I'll look forward to receiving a letter from you, and you share your problem or your prayer request. We'd be glad to hear from you. Here's where you can write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Well, I do believe we've had enough talking for a while. We need to get back to some good music, and we're going to hear from none other than our second cousins, Stacy, Carrie, Lisa, and Todd, telling us all about God's choir in the sky.
Last night when I was lonely, I looked up at the sky. The stars look like notes in the air, like a mighty piece of music penned by God's own hand, written for a choir way up there.
Well, believe it or not, it's just about time for our interesting and timely story all about horoscopes, good luck, Ouija boards, and all that sort of thing. Say, when you want to know about the future, when you are afraid, where do you go? Do you read the horoscope? Do you trust in luck or do you go to the rock? What am I talking about? Well, Jesus Christ calls himself the rock. So do many of the Bible writers. When we need an answer, when we need a friend, let's do as Lisa Sue does. She tells us, I go to the rock.
Where do I go when there's no one else to turn to? Who do I talk to when no one wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock, I know that's able. I go to the rock, I go to the rock of my salvation. Go to the stone that the builder rejected. Run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. The earth all around me is sinking sand. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Where do I hide till the storms have all passed over? Where do I run to?
It's story time!
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Brenda Decker, is entitled Starstruck.
Wait up, I'll walk with you.
Oh, hi, Jeannie. Boy, am I glad it's Friday. That math exam was a bummer. Glad it's over. I'm not sure how well I did. How about you, Jeannie? How'd you do?
No sweat.
You're kidding. You mean you thought it was easy?
I didn't think it was easy, but I'm not worried about my grade.
Well, I'm worried. I studied hard for that test, and I hope I didn't blow it.
I didn't have to study hard. My horoscope said that everything I did today would be successful.
Your what?
My horoscope. You know, the sign of the stars that a person is born under determines certain things that will happen to him.
You don't really believe that, do you?
Sure I do. My horoscope came true yesterday. It said that someone special would be extremely nice to me, and it happened.
So?
So? It was only Mark May. He's so neat, and you know I've had that secret crush on him for a long time. He picked up my books for me when that clumsy Jack Johnson bumped into me in the hallway.
But Jeannie, Mark is always nice to everybody. Of course he'd pick up your books. That doesn't mean your horoscope made it happen.
Well, what about today? I got the solo part in choir, and I was elected class secretary. That's pretty successful, wouldn't you say?
Oh, Jeannie, you'd have gotten the solo anyway, and you know it. And you were class secretary last year, too, so what's new? That horoscope business is just dumb. I don't think you should even mess around with it.
Well, Nancy, you'll see. Wait till I get that math exam back. I probably got an A.
I'm home.
Hi, dear. How was your day at school?
Okay, except for that math exam. I tried to do my best, but it was tough.
Well, I know you studied hard, and God will bless your efforts when you do your best.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, Mom.
Oh, then why are you so discouraged?
Oh, I guess it's just something Jeannie said today.
What's that?
Well, she said she didn't have to study hard. She said that her horoscope guaranteed that everything she did today would be successful. She didn't even bother to study for the math exam. She thinks she'll get an A.
Don't jump to conclusions, Nancy. Jeannie may be sadly surprised to find that she didn't get an A after all.
Well, she got the solo part in choir, and she was elected class secretary today.
know, but Jeannie's always been popular, and she's good in music. Her successes today are no surprise, regardless of what her horoscope says. I'm surprised that Jeannie has become so interested in astrology. A Christian young person should never get involved in such things. That's the work of the devil.
I know, Mom. I'm surprised, too. Jeannie was in our youth meeting when Pastor Bob warned us against horoscopes and Ouija boards and junk like that. He said stuff like that is called the occult. I still remember those verses in Deuteronomy about it.
Oh, God hates that sin. Don't ever forget it, honey. Sometimes your friends may tempt you to experiment with things that God has forbidden. God doesn't choose to reveal the future to us. He wants us to trust Him and obey Him. Even so-called games like the Ouija board are forbidden. The occult is idolatry and very dangerous. One thing just leads to another.
Well, what do I do about Jeannie, Mom?
For one thing, you certainly shouldn't encourage her by asking questions. But if she brings up the subject again, why don't you remind her of the Bible study you had in your youth group? And you could warn her of the danger and consequences of disobeying God's commands.
Okay, Mom. I sure feel better about it now. Well, I better get going. Marcia's slumber party is tonight, and we're supposed to be there in time for supper. I don't want to miss it. We're going to have tacos.
Nancy arrived at the slumber party with sleeping bag, pillow, and pajamas, even though she didn't intend to sleep a wink. The girls giggled and talked, ate and played games and talked some more late into the evening. Then...
Hey, everybody, quiet. I've got a great idea.
What is it, Marcia? Something exciting, I hope.
It is. I got a Ouija board for my birthday, and it's really spooky. Let's try it. My brother and I have used it, and it's fun.
How does it work?
Oh, you can ask it all kinds of questions about your future, and it spells out the answer for you.
I don't think I like the idea.
Oh, Nancy, don't be such a goody-goody. It's harmless. Are you afraid we might find out who your secret love is?
Don't be silly, Jeannie.
Well then, let's do it. Maybe later we could even try raising a card table.
Really, Marcia?
Sure. I saw my brother and some of his friends do it. It's really neat, but scary.
What do we do?
First, let's light these candles. Okay, now somebody turn off the lights.
For a while, the girls were content to try the Ouija board. Nancy was uneasy and wouldn't take part, but she didn't have the courage to speak out against the activity. Nancy was especially bothered because Jeannie seemed so excited about the idea, and Jeannie was supposed to know better. Soon the novelty of the Ouija board wore off, and the girls wanted some other kind of excitement.
I'm tired of this, Marcia.
Let's try the card table then.
Great. You gonna help, Nancy?
No, thanks.
Are you afraid?
Maybe I am, and you should be too. God condemns the occult and witchcraft, and I don't want to mess around with it. You remember the Bible study we had about it at youth group, don't you?
Oh, don't take it so seriously, Nancy. This is different. A little fun can't hurt anything. Come on, everybody, let's try it.
Okay, now everything has to be really quiet. We have to concentrate.
Nancy slipped out of the room to call her mother. She had a feeling that the rest of the party would be spent this same way, and she felt too uncomfortable to stay. She knew her mother was glad she had chosen to leave, but oh, Nancy dreaded facing Jeannie. Monday morning and school arrived all too soon.
Hi, Nancy. Sorry I had to leave the party Friday night.
Well, at least I wasn't too tired Sunday to go to church and youth group. Where were you?
I didn't feel good. And I really mean it, Nancy. I am sorry. I know it was my fault that you left the party Friday night. Marcia would never have tried that stuff if I hadn't agreed. It was a dumb thing to do.
Well, what made you change your mind, Jeannie?
Oh, I knew all along that you were right. But I was just curious. That's why I started reading my horoscope. Then my curiosity got carried away, and I wanted to see if any of that other stuff really worked.
My mom said that would happen.
Anyway, Friday night turned out to be awful. I got scared, and so did everybody else. Susie Nelson started to cry, and some of the other girls were screaming. It ruined the whole night. Everybody was afraid of their own shadow after that.
Jeannie, God warns us that we shouldn't even play around with the occult at all. That stuff is dangerous. Only God really knows the future because He is in control. I want to obey Him and let His word control my mind.
Oh, Nancy, I do too. From now on, I'm going to trust God with my future.
I don't know.
That was a very important story today, wasn't it? Especially in light of all we've been hearing on radio and seeing on TV and reading in the newspaper about astrology and horoscopes. I'll tell you, I'd much rather trust in the God who made me and who has already lived my tomorrows. You know, I heard that not long ago, and that's an interesting thought. God has already lived our tomorrows, boys and girls. He knows what's going to happen to us next week, next month. So instead of talking to someone else, let's talk to the God who made us. I know who holds tomorrow, and I know that He holds my hand. Well, time's up for today's visit. Hey, I'd like to hear from you this week. If you have a problem or a prayer request you'd like to share, you be sure to write. We're here to help in any way we can. I'm Uncle Charlie, and you can write to me at Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now. Thanks for listening.